Hey, Pastor Thomas here. We're going through the Children's Catechism, and we're looking particularly at the covenant of life, that this is what the covenant that God made with Adam. And we looked at last time what a covenant is. A covenant is a relationship that God establishes with us and guarantees by His Word. So now we'll look particularly at the covenant of life and a few details of it. So what did God require Adam to do in the covenant of life? What did God require Adam to do in the covenant of life? And the answer is to obey God perfectly. Not just to obey God in general or, 9 out of 10 isn't bad, to obey God perfectly. And we looked at last time that God establishes a promise, this promise of a covenant, and guarantees it by His Word, that God establishes this relationship with us and guarantees it by His Word. So what did God promise in the covenant of life? And this is the promise that He made with Adam. What did God promise in the covenant of life? To reward Adam with life if he obeyed God perfectly. To reward Adam with life if he obeyed God perfectly. Now, this covenant of life is also called the covenant of works. So it's a covenant of life here because it's the promise of life. But we also see to obey God perfectly is the works part. So that's where sometimes you might hear it as the covenant of life, or sometimes you might hear it as the covenant of works. But this is what God promises in the covenant of life. But this covenant has two factors, the promise, and then also what God threatened in the covenant of life. And what did God threaten in the covenant of life? To punish Adam with death if he disobeyed God. There's one side that if Adam obeyed God perfectly, he had the promise of life, the reward of life. On the other side, if he disobeyed God, he had the punishment of death. And this is the covenant of life. And this comes the next very important question. Did Adam keep the covenant of life? No. Adam did not keep the covenant of life. He sinned against God. So this relationship God established, He promised He would either the promise of life or the punishment of death. And Adam disobeyed God. He sinned against God. And we'll look at this more. This is known as the fall. This is the bad news of the Bible, that Adam didn't obey God. He didn't love God with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength, as we find that we are to do as we glorify God by loving Him and doing what He commands. He didn't obey God perfectly. He sinned against God. But we'll look that the covenant of life is not the only covenant that we find in the Bible. There's a covenant of grace that we'll look at later. But it's important to know that Adam didn't keep the covenant of life, that he sinned against God. And that is bad news. That is sad news. And we'll look at the effects of this sin in the next couple of videos.